my breath. Music clearly stated, when I set out upon this path, all the consequences of slowing down would be my death. So I'm with towards the sunset, cause for now I'm just not done yet. No, I'm tap dancing down the edge of this here knife. And I'll be damned if I will upset just what I knew upon the onset, that the only thing I was running from was my own very life. I said, brick by brick, I'll tear this city down. Up from her remnants, I'll build me a road. And based on winding as any road you ever seen, sweet 17, look how she sparkles black and gold. So, underneath the sea, through the sky and over trees, oh, it appears they're right before my command. You may find it kind of strange how we break just lay itself. Each one just put there in succession by some kind of hidden hand. I said, brick by brick by, 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 brick by brick by.
Oh man. Even listening to that song makes me tired. That's how much energy he puts into his music. Christopher Paul Stelling right there, Brick by Brick, ending the Music Savage Show off of his 2013 album, False Cities, which I love so much. Great stuff from Bride up ahead of that. Desire, new single from the Welsh musicians released last month. A debut album's coming out in the spring of 2008. Glenn Hansard up ahead of that. Great new music. Wheels on Fire from his upcoming third solo album, Between Two Shores, out January 19th. And Lily Winwood, the daughter of Steve Winwood. Great track called London. It's released her debut, Silver Stage, this past April. That's it, my friends. Hope you enjoy the Music Savage Show. Guess who's coming up next?
It's me.
It's this guy.
Yeah, I'm on a show where it's actually daylight out.
So we were chatting, and I was saying about how much I do enjoy meeting other DJs, especially DJs that you are fans of their shows.
Oh, and the feeling is entirely mutual.
Aww, you can feel the holiday love here. So you have a cool show coming up for, you know, an unfortunate event, but
that is correct.
Tell us about it.
Well, 15 years ago today, Joe Strummer passed away.
Yep.
So I've had this show idea in my back pocket for a while. Just, you know, I figured there's blocks of time available when the students are away. So I locked down a 2-hour slot, which is 9 o'clock, and then I asked some of my friends to, you know, record some reminiscences of certain Clash songs, and the response was quite overwhelming.
That's
awesome.
But
I think we got a good show. Like, the first hour is Clash, and the second is the Et Cetera, the stuff we did with the Pogues, the solo stuff, the Mescaleros. So
beautiful.
We're running the gamut here today.
I love it. I can't wait to listen. All of you guys, stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. I filled in for your show, I think, a couple of months ago.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, great songs about nothing good. Tell us about that, too.
Well, it's...
when is it on? Why should you listen?
Well, we're typically on Monday afternoon at 5 p.m., so we got that drive time for all
of you. It's a perfect drive time.
For all you workaday folk.
Mm-hmm. Which, and I'm one of them. I listen on the way home, so.
Oh, well, that just makes my day all the more warmer. And I've been doing college radio on and off for, like, better part of a decade now, and I moved to Medford a few years ago.
Awesome.
And I bounced around a bit, but I'm back in Medford. I've always done the show at varying hours, but it's, you know, it's great to have that side project.
Yes.
I'm sure you can understand.
I completely understand. Well, everyone, enjoy your holidays. Tune in next Friday for another edition of Music Savage Show, and do stay tuned for a new edition, a Friday edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Right here on WMFO in Medford.
It's coming up next. Bye, kids.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to, well, for all intents and purposes, it's technically The Loft you're listening to, but this is Great Songs About Nothing Good. I'm Greg Zapata, a.k.a. Mr. Shoes. I normally do my normal thing Mondays at 5 p.m., but won't be doing that this Monday, obviously, because of the holiday. So today, I'm doing something different for all of you people who are settling into your work routines. Going to be playing 2 hours of Joe Strummer, both Clash, Mescaleros, and what have you, because today is 15th anniversary of the man's passing, and that was London Calling live bootleg from the Bonds Casino show in 1981, and it's going to be mostly Clash, as you can imagine, but we're going to start off with a number from his pub rock band, the 101ers, and this was the closest they ever got to breaking through, but it is such a fantastic song, and if you don't believe me, well, then that's honestly your issue.
Oh, like Stonewall. He's in love with Jenny Jones Wall. He don't like it for a job now.
In the end, try lots of work, but the boss at the firm always thinks he should. But he shoots like everyone. He got a fault called Tina. They just went wrong without fuel. Better up, Jacko.
He's in love with rock and roll.
That's up is Remote Control, which is the second song off the Clash's self-titled debut album. It was written in the aftermath of the band's time on tour with the Sex Pistols in 1976, and it definitely reflects that because it's about corporate meddling and influence and conformity and all the relationship that that has to art. the song is actually pretty controversial, though, because Joe Strummer hated it. It was released as a single in 1977 and without the band's consent, and really became, in the aftermath, this symbol for everything that the band was really trying to push back against. So they disavowed it and went on to write one of their biggest and most recognized songs, Complete Control, in response to this. All that said, I think Remote Control is a good song that has a really interesting place in the history of The Clash. It shows that even with their first album, they were thinking bigger than their contemporaries in terms of messaging and even just with pure melody. And also because this song has a lot of sentimental value. When I was 17, this is the song I was listening to when I worked on and finished my college admissions essay. I'd been playing it on a loop because I just couldn't get the music out of my head. And it was keeping me from focusing on my essay. Once I started playing this, though, I was suddenly able to focus and get into a rhythm. And, you know, when I finished it, I could still hear the song going on in the background, but it just felt really great. It felt right. So anyway, without further ado, here is Remote Control.
Let's Don't play, don't. And it's me.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Version of White Man and Hammersmith Palais, recorded at the Orpheum in Boston in 1982. Terry Chimes on the drums. And before that, we had The Clash with Remote Control and Janie Jones from the UK version of their debut album. Both songs made it onto the US release. We start off with the 101ers' Keys to Your Heart from Elgin Avenue Breakdown Revisited. Also mixed in there, we had a reminiscence of Mr. Strummer himself, recorded by Shayna Murphy, friend of the show, longtime friend of the show. And that's going to be the going theme here. Sprinkled throughout, we're going to have some reminiscences. We'll hear again from Ms. Murphy in a little bit. We'll also hear from Mr. Young of Brookfield and Mr. Felder of Providence, longtime contributors to this particular program. And since we're talking about like what Joe Strummer means and how we got into him, I gotta say it's like the Clash. I was a teenager. I was wrapping up high school, and I somehow decided to buy London Calling at the Borders bookstore in Downtown Crossing. And then I wound up buying, my aunt bought me for my birthday, the U.S. version of the Clash's debut album at the Strawberries in Salem. And it just kind of went from there. But I'll go into that, you know, as we go on. Let's continue right now with a song from the Clash's second album, produced by Sandy Perlman, manager of Blue Oyster Cult. The production of this album, you know, kind of missed me a little bit. But this song, you know, no amount of overdubs can neuter the intensity of this particular track. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Ryan Young. I play guitar in the band Elephants, and my Joe Strummer song is Spanish Bombs from London Calling. I love this song because I have a lot of interest in the Spanish Civil War. It's just the ultimate. I don't know what else to say about it. Spanish.
songs in Andalusia. The students hide in the days of 39. Oh, please leave the Vendana open. Federico Lorca's dead and gone. Bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The black car of the Johnny of the beer. Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica. I'm dying in on the DC-10 tonight. Spanish bombs. You have to get out of Benito. Oh my god, a thong. Spanish bombs, yes, the ghetto infinito. Yes, the quetta, oh my god, a thong. Spanish weeks in my disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill. They sang the red flag. They wore the black one after they died in war. Fucking mud hill. Back from the buses. Went up in flashes. The Irish too. Drenched in blood. Spanish bombs. Shattered the hotels. A senorita's old was met in the bar. Spanish bombs. Yes, the quiero infinito. Yes, the quiera. Oh my god, it's all. Spanish bombs. Yes, the quiero infinito. Yes, the quiera. Oh my god, it's all. Ring with we the people. Well, can I hear the echoes from the days of 39? Churches full of poets, ragged army, fixing bayonets to fight the other line. Spanish bombs rock the province. I'm hearing music from another time. Spanish bombs cause the problem. I'm dying in on a DC-10 tonight. Spanish bombs, you have to get away from me.
Song that's up is a deep cut from the London Calling album. I think it's one of the best songs on the entire album, and that's saying a lot because it's a masterpiece. But I've always loved this song, especially for the opening line.
Now every Jeep hood strikes a bargain with the world.
Like straight lightning in a bottle from start to finish. This song doesn't let up. It's unrelenting. It's about, you know, just the pursuit of sense of glory, the sense of accomplishment, and what happens when that doesn't actually work out for you. It's also sort of a commentary on some of the previous generation of rock idols that had come, especially, you know, in England. And it's the band's response to these aging rockers at this point, saying that they, you know, never going to sell out, that they're always going to live this rock and roll lifestyle. And talking about how eventually, you know, they sell out because that's what happens when you reach that pinnacle.
Never give it hungry, I'll dig in some rock and roll. Grab the mic, tell us, he'll die for his soul.
It's a cynical song, but I think that it's a really powerful one.
Hey!
They said I love, and you say okay. Don't wanna play the show. No, I've been thinking, where's the fifth of all it now? Playing the blues and pennies, sure it's better now.
Death or Glory, indeed, just another story from London Calling 1979, Spanish Bomb, same album, same year, same band. And we start off with The Clash, of course, Safe European Home, lead off track 1978's Give Them Enough Rope. And I wanted to include more from that album because there's a lot of great songs on Give Them Enough Rope, Guns on the Roofs, English Civil War, Last Gang in Town. But there's only so many minutes in these 2 hours. And we also heard sprinkled in there testimonials from Mr. Ryan Young of Brookfield and once again Ms. Shayna Murphy of Worcester talking about what the man in the music means to them and all that fine stuff. And we're gonna keep it rolling along right now with two from Sandinista, which picking two from a triple album, how do you do it? I somehow did, and yet I feel unfulfilled. And we'll also have a cover they cut during the sessions there just to keep things loose and limber. It's a classic, but speaking of special guests, keep your ears peeled, if you can do such a thing, for Dr. Frankenfurter himself, Tim Curry. And this is Great Songs But Nothing Good, but at a different hour.
As the floods of God wash away Sin City, they say it was written in the page of the law, but I was looking for that great jazz.
I thought I was dead. coat if you want. See you next Sunday afternoon, 3:30 next week. Cheerio.
Playing in the street again. Don't you know what happened down there? A youth of 14 got shot down there. The cocaine guns jammed downtown. The killing clowns, the blood money men. Shooting foes, Washington bullets again. As every cell in Chile will tell the cries of the tortured men. Remember Allende and the days before, before the army came. Remember Victor Jara in the Santiago Stadium. Es verdad, it was Washington bullets again. And in the Bay of Pigs in 1961, Havana for the Playboy in the Cuban sun. For Castro is the color, is a redder than red. Those Washington bullets want Castro dead. For Castro is the color, the bullet you spray of lead.
The Clash with their take on Louie Louie. Recorded during the Sandinista sessions. And another cover that came out of those sessions was Mick Jones taking a crack at Brenda Holloway's Every Little Bit Hurts, which is just, it really suits him. I advise you to look it up. For that, Washington Bullets and Sounds of Sinners, both from Sandinista 1980 triple album, remains a challenge. There's a lot of good songs, but oh, side six. It's, we get it. You love dubs. And let's see, before we get into the final bit before the top of the hour, here's the legally mandated PSA, the don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even thinking about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, people die that way. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And in this next block, we're going to be playing some selections from Combat Rock, and we'll also be including a testimonial by Mr. Charles Felder of Providence, Rhode Island, who is one of our more frequent contributors. Hope to have him on in various forms and states of being in the new year. Anyway, let's get into some of that Combat Rock goodness with another special guest of theirs. There's a lot of guests on Combat Rock, Futura, Cosmo Vinyl, but in this, Joe Strummer teams up with possibly one of the finer poets to be produced by these 50 states. And this is for all the gang in Nepopolis working hard in the fighting pits.
Starved in Metropolis, hooked on Necropolis, addict of Metropolis. Do the worm on Necropolis, slam dance Cosmopolis, enlighten the populace.
invasion, Death Squad, Salvador, Afghanistan, meditation, old Chinese flu, kick junk, what else can a poor worker do?
I first heard Joe Strummer through a friend's iTunes library in high school about 15 years ago. The library was on shuffle, and I wasn't really paying attention to much of what was playing until I heard a voice yelling, "London's burning."
London's burning!
It was raw, and it was powerful, and it made my hair stand on end.
London's burning!
So I checked the library, and it was a band I'd never listened to before, The Clash. And I started to sift through their catalog, and as I did, I was drawn to Strummer. He wasn't the best singer, but it became clear that he was someone who had his fingers on the pulse of competing social movements and musical traditions from around the globe. And as I started to explore Strummer's broader discography, his work with the Mescaleros and the Pogues, I was impressed by his broad musical influences and his view of what sort of society we should strive to be. While I enjoy his later collaborations, my heart will always be with the younger, angrier Strummer. The song by which I identify this version is Know Your Rights, the opening track off The Clash's 1982 album, Combat Rock. It's a rollicking, bitter, derisive critique of how basic rights we're supposed to enjoy are regularly subverted to the point where they have become functionally useless when exercised in any meaningful way. The song never loses its critical energy or relevance, which speaks to Strummer's enduring genius as a musician and as a voice for speaking truth to power.